NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right. Hour two, y'all. Up on Game. Plaxico Burress. You know who it is. TJ Houshmandzadeh, LeVar Arrington. Happy Saturday to y'all. June 12th, man.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah, it's June 12th. Enjoy your June 12th. You know what? You'll never get June 12th of 2021 back. Damn. Hey, did y'all hear what I hit y'all with? You'll never get Saturday, June 12th of 2021 back. Make sure this bad boy counts, y'all. Like, do something nice for somebody other than yourself. But if you feel like doing something nice for yourself, yeah, do something for yourself, too. You gotta take care of yourself. Shouts out to our affiliates out there for all of the support. Shouts out to our program directors and all these regions that work tirelessly to make great programming for you guys to be able to listen to. And you guys streaming us in and live as a syndicated show in your area, we appreciate that. I appreciate our guys in the back. Shouts out to Skip to Malou.
You got to relax.
My bad. Otherwise known as Donnie Brasco.
Though. It is a resemblance for sure.
Man,
for sure.
Man, let that man live.
Hey, he got so many faces on him, man. He got that Skip to My Lou face. He kind of got like the
Rafer.
He kind of got that Method Man face. Like, he kind of got that Wu-Tang kind of look. And then there's Ryan. Ryan's back there. Shots out to Ryan. Ryan, I don't know who Ryan looked like right now just yet. But then you got Forearms Almighty back there, you know, Gascon back there. I've been seeing him cooking it up a storm. How did it taste, Dave? Like, you marinated it for 59 hours and 29 seconds.
Well, man, it was 32 hours. It was a tomahawk steak, Plax. I had it marinating in teriyaki sauce for 32
Ooh,
hours.
32 hours.
Yeah, it was nice, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Where are you at on social media? Give them your handle. Go check out David Gascon and what he be cooking.
Yeah,
what you
yeah. Get. On Instagram at Dave Gascon, and then on Twitter at David J Gascon.
Where are you at, Dom? Tell them. Give them your handle so they could come check you out and see what it is that we talking about.
On Instagram, The Heavy Kid.
Oh.
And Twitter. You know, never mind the Twitter.
Okay, why
mind your business?
Why you the heavy kid? Are you that? Are you the keyboard warrior? Are you the behind the scenes hater?
That is not my style whatsoever, man.
Business.
I just thought it was an easy Instagram name to tell people.
The heavy kid, but you're not heavy
in spirit, though.
Hey, man. Listen.
Oh, and thought man. You had like, oh, that was heavy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could play for the Bears or something.
No, you couldn't. All right, Ryan, where you at?
On Twitter, at Ryan Burschinger, Burschinger.
Yeah. That it? You don't use IG? You're not an IG guy?
I do, but Ryan _ Bursch on Instagram. You can also follow my podcast. I do a Dodger podcast, Swing Shift RNB.
Swing what?
Swing Shift with Ryan and Bo. I do it with Bo Benson, fellow Fox Sports Radio producer.
You nice. Swing
and shift.
No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they're baseball terms, so you know.
This is a family show. Yeah. You cannot use profanity on our show, okay?
Oh, come on.
Swingers
man.
Are people
Swing
who listen to our podcast.
Shift.
That's what they are.
I like swingers, by the way, and I cannot lie. Wow. You other brothers can't deny. When I see a swinger walking down the street, I say, "Hi, hi." Okay, welcome to the show, y'all.
This guy.
Before
here,
before we went
this guy.
To the break.
Hey, what my man Deion Cozy?
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he's trying to swing to a different team and play for another team.
He's
in
trying
a different
to swing
city.
And shift, ain't he? He's trying to swing and shift. Huh?
No, that's right.
That's exactly yeah. what he's trying to do.
Hey, so we do recall Coach LaFleur not too long ago and his feelings about Aaron Rodgers. It seems that it's becoming more and more apparent that this is getting a tad bit, well, real. But just before we get into the conversation, let's have a little bit of a reminder of what the coach is feeling about Aaron Rodgers.
did you guys excuse Aaron, or is this an unexcused absence?
We're not going to get into any of that. That's team business that we're always going to keep confidential between us and the player. You know, I think anytime you're talking about any player on your football team, you'd love everybody to be here. And so it is what it is, man. And we'll focus and we'll control and work on the guys that are here and try to help them become the best of their ability and coach the heck out of them.
Translation to Coach LaFleur. It was not an excused absence. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. Aaron Rodgers got me in a bad way right now. I'm using Pepto-Bismol. I'm using Rolaids, all kind of Pepsid AC. I'm not sleeping good. I need sleeping pills. I don't want to be bothered by my loved ones. Everybody's wondering where I'm at after work. That's the translation. That's the translation that LaFleur gave you. But I don't want to tell y'all how I'm feeling. Y'all may see the noticeable weight loss that I have taking place right now. But it could just be because I'm working out and taking long, nice walks, looking at the bodies of water that surround me out here in, Milwaukee, Green Bay, you know.
Plan on making a comeback and paying tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Not me. I'm just paraphrasing for Coach LaFleur. Like, he looking at that water like he might walk in and not want to turn back around and walk back out. You know what I mean?
At this point, his hands are tied. And it's really
tied.
His hands are tied. Man, he's coaching a team. It's simple as that. He's coaching a team.
Decisions, and it's just a team without Aaron Rodgers right
decisions
now.
Decisions are made that it's above his pay scale. It's simple as that. And so for Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers, they need to do something. And the only thing, in my opinion, they can do, like, I'm not trading Aaron Rodgers right now. For what? To get a draft pick for next year? If I was going to trade him, it would have been prior to the draft. So I could possibly draft someone that can help my team today. Right now, this season, they can't do that now. And so they have to hold firm. And if Aaron Rodgers is going to hold firm, so be it.
Hey, you know, right now, the heavy kid is Aaron Rodgers.
No, the heavy kid is in the control room. No, that's Don Brown.
The heavy kid, Aaron Rodgers, is throwing his weight around.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's throwing his weight around because he knows. Right now, Matt LaFleur, the best way to put it, he's sick as a research monkey right now. He don't know what to do. So, Aaron Rodgers, you guys know, you've played in this business, and you've played it at a high level. Us as players, we know who the players that can play and can't play. Right now, Jordan Love is the second best quarterback in the minicamp. He's not even the backup. You know who the backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers is in the Green Bay Packers? This guy's name is Tim Boyle. They're not even talking about him. Listen, Jordan Love was a first-round draft pick. When can you remember a first-round draft
not
pick
getting no hype
get drafted to the team
in a situation like this?
And he's inactive for 16 straight games. When I say that, he's not even dressing.
I mean, so, but you have to think about
Aaron
the situation.
Aaron Rodgers knows that this man is not ready to assume the position of being a franchise quarterback
and
for
may
the organization.
Never be.
And he knows that. Jordan Love is not ready to play. He is not ready to play, and Aaron Rodgers knows that, so he can throw his weight around, and it's a power play by him saying that, listen, I just looked at Aaron Rodgers' interview 2 days ago. He's like, listen, I love Jordan Love. He's a great kid. He's good. He has been good to work with. It's been incredible 16 years in Green Bay. What is that basically saying? He's played his last game in Green Bay. That's something that they need to get used to. That's something that they need to prepare themselves for. And with all that being said, Aaron Rodgers knows that Jordan Love is not the answer for this team. He's not even the backup quarterback for this organization right now. The guy's name is Tim Boyle. Jordan Love, he only averaged 226 yards passing in college at Utah State. 60 touchdowns in 3 seasons. Does that sound elite to you?
He has elite traits. And that's – but if you look
but
at it,
but he didn't dress one game last year.
But look at the situation. You have COVID. You have no OTAs.
I don't want to hear about really no COVID. Look, I don't want to hear about not no
how
COVID.
How is a guy to get better when you get no reps? You get no reps. You get no reps.
So what does that tell you,
they
TJ?
Don't trust him to get the reps.
Right,
because they're gonna give the reps to the guys that they trust.
Aaron Rodgers has the best seat in the house.
Y'all not making sense.
He's
right now.
No,
I always make Come sense.
Trusting
dollars and cents.
The
common
sense. Aaron Rodgers has to get ready for the season.
Okay,
everything really? Is so abbreviated. Was so abbreviated last year. Aaron Rodgers had to get ready for the season. You know he's gonna be your starter. You're not taking Aaron Rodgers reps.
If you draft a dude as high as you did and you moved up to get him in the first round, TJ, you're planning.
Man,
you,
come on, man.
You better be preparing to play that guy.
You guys act like y'all
never going to spend. Why are you going to trade up to get that guy?
So you're going to get prepared to play a guy and possibly sacrifice your season that's upcoming to get a guy ready to play? You're not doing that.
No, hold on. I think you're confusing. We're confusing the conversation.
What you want to do?
I'm telling you is you don't draft. You don't move up in the draft. Take a guy in the first round with that draft pick, and you're not preparing to play them.
How can you prepare to play him when there was no OTAs?
Again,
no mini camp.
Again,
like how can he be prepared?
So this happened last year. With this quarterback class coming out this year, so you're going to use that same reasoning for Trevor Lawrence? You're going to use that for Trevor Lawrence?
The Jacksonville Jaguars don't have an Aaron Rodgers. Not a good comparison.
Yeah, it is a good comparison.
You call him a generational quarterback.
He is a number one draft pick, so it's a comparable situation.
No, it's completely
comparable.
Number one, Trevor Lawrence is the first pick.
I don't care how good your current starting quarterback is. It could be Aaron Rodgers. It could be Tom Brady. If you move up in the first round to get a quarterback with your first round draft pick, that says you are taking a guy that you are preparing to play in the immediate future. That's what the first round is used for.
So you're preparing a guy to play an immediate future with Aaron Rodgers on the roster. Make that make sense.
Because you're planning on getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. Okay, right. So listen, put that on hold. Put it on hold. Y'all hear what's going on here. Y'all hear what it is, right? TJ thinks we're crazy. We think TJ's crazy.
Crazy.
This is a beautiful thing.
You lost your mind.
All right, crazy. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to continue this conversation. Please, we're going to continue this conversation.
Fire me.
You know who's going to get fired?
A guy on your day off.
A guy who says, let's trade up and get Jordan Love. He can replace Aaron Rodgers, and you ain't preparing him to take Aaron Rodgers' job. That's who's going to get fired.
So what is he there for?
I don't know. We listened up on game. We're going to figure out what people are here for when we get back on the other side of this break. Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Boys go crazy. Hey, they don't know nothing about this right here, okay?
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what they need to know about? I'm going to tell you what they need to know about.
Crazy.
That Dollar Shave Club. You know, I'm doing this show with a couple pretty boys, and I can clearly tell that they use razors. So, listen, if your dad's razor is older than you are, get them something new for Father's Day. You know, that's coming up. A DSC-6 blade razor is perfect for an extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you. Or as a part of a good set at thedollarshaveclub.com/. Here we go. Use Jonas. J-O-N-A-S. Jonas. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Jonas. You're welcome, Jonas. We plugged you on Up On Game, brother. Good for you. Congratulations. Speaking of somebody else that is looking for a plug for somewhere else, we were conversating about one Aaron Rodgers and what the future holds for A-Rod. I want to kind of expand on this, guys, and I want to ask you the question. We've watched NBA players force their way out of organizations. I mean, we talked about earlier in the show with Peter Vesey talking about James Harden, being one of the most recent guys that forced their way out of a situation. He left Houston not on great terms and ends up in Brooklyn. We have heard the conversations of Russ Russell Wilson wanting to force his way out of Seattle. He's since kind of is backpedaling on that, insisting that his relationship with Pete Carroll is really good. That's fine. After the fact, you know, okay, the relationship is good because we're staying. That's fine. You got our guy Deshaun Watson in Houston. He wants out. He's saying he'll never play again in Houston. And we have the Aaron Rodgers situation taking place. Guys, is this – if Aaron Rodgers is successful in forcing his way out of Green Bay – now, we saw Le'Veon Bell and a few other guys that actually took the physical challenge of, I will sit out an entire season before I play another down for your team. Does this create a dangerous precedence for the National Football League? Because we all know, if you understand the intricacies of sport, professional sports, you know that basketball players have much more catered situations as it applies to what their needs are versus football players. Football players are generally looked at as way more expendable and disposable than those of our counterparts that play in basketball. Does this set a dangerous precedence? Is it a positional precedence? Do you have to be an Aaron Rodgers and a quarterback to be able to force your way out? How does this work, guys?
Normally, basketball has this power because of the guaranteed contract. But the NFL, the reason we've never seen this with a quarterback is they cater to the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks, for the most part, are never unhappy. The quarterbacks never have, quote-unquote, a competition like we have. Plex, when you were with the Steelers, did they come to you and tell you we're drafting a receiver this year, or did they just draft a receiver? And so when you're a quarterback and they draft a quarterback, it's like, oh, I'm disrespected. Did I have to compete? Oh, they drafted a quarterback. This is disrespectful. They didn't warn me. That the quarterbacks has always been catered to. So the fact that they drafted Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers was seen as this would be his last year in Green Bay. They're not getting rid of Aaron Rodgers after an MVP type of year. So he threw a monkey wrench into their plans. He spoiled their plans. And now he's acting out. You guys wanted to replace me. Replace me. Replace me. This was the plan. Stick to the plan. You guys didn't think I would play this well. Still stick to your plan. We've never seen this with Russell Wilson coming out saying, I'm unhappy. Dak Prescott not signing a contract, being franchised. Aaron Rodgers doing these type of things. Tom Brady leaving New England. The quarterbacks have always, always, always been taken care of financially and
emotionally
that this is, we haven't seen this before. This is something new. And everybody's going to have to get used to it because this isn't going anywhere because guys realize the power that I have and I'm going to use it.
Hey, when Jordan Love was drafted to the Green Bay Packers, I mean, Aaron Rodgers would never – he's saying all the right things in the media, being supportive and, you know, saying, you know, all the right thing that he needs to say in front of the cameras, but he was not happy with the Green Bay Packers drafting Jordan Love in the first round without notifying him because he thinks and he's like, listen, you guys drafted a quarterback in the first round. You guys didn't even talk to me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So now, like you just said, he goes out and basically has one of the best years of his career, arguably the best year of his career without winning a Super Bowl. And he's throwing his weight around. That's what he's doing. And as far as the NFL, with all the, you know, baseball and basketball, the way that their players' unions is set up and the CBA and all of those things, they can basically walk upstairs and say to a general manager or owner, I want to be traded and I want to go to this certain team. We would never have that luxury of what the Major League Baseball and NBA players are able to do just basically because, just like you said, TJ, with the guaranteed contracts. But this whole thing with Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he's never going to play another football game in Green Bay. And he's doing exactly what he wanted to do. Y'all drafted Jordan Love in the first round. Well, you know what? Go out and let him play. Let me go play somewhere else. And I think the whole thing with Tom Brady leaving New England and going down to Tampa Bay and basically putting himself in a better situation to win a championship, basically saying, you know what? Y'all think it's Bill Belichick? I'm going to show y'all it's really me. And he wants to be mentioned, like I said a few weeks ago, in the same breath with the elite quarterbacks who are playing now, which is Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And he wants to be talked about and mentioned in that group with those quarterbacks because he's looking at himself right now. He said, listen, I don't have a championship caliber football team. So I want to win a championship. I want to be like my friend Tom Brady, who I attend the Kentucky Derby with every year. I want to be closer to him. So it's not happening in Green Bay for me. So with the whole Jordan Love thing going to Green Bay, this is the perfect opportunity for him to flex his muscles coming off the season that he had last year.
I'm going to go back to what the original question was in terms of does this create a dangerous set of dangerous precedents for the National Football League? And I think it does. And while I will say I only think quarterbacks are in the most strategic position to execute where you can actually hold a team hostage and force them to let you go, I still think that if they're able to get it done, it's still going to circulate and become a thing with other players. Now, it made me start thinking about, like, now we're all parents, right? When I was growing up, I don't know about for y'all, but for me, when I was growing up, if I did something, like if I got a bad grade or if I did something where I got in trouble with the principal, I was scared to death because I knew my parents were going to get the information. There was parent-teacher conferences. I knew after the parent-teacher conference, I was going to get a whooping. I knew it was coming. And it was interesting because it was like, man, if I knew now as an adult and a parent, you know, if I knew what I know now back then when I was a kid, I really would have handled things a whole lot differently. And the reason being is because on the other side of it, it's like, oh, it wasn't so bad. If I had handled it this way, it wouldn't be so bad. And you might be sitting there like, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean? It's like, man, when I sit there and I threaten and throw out to my kids that if you keep acting up, I'm going to spank you. Like, you're going to yield and render corporal punishment to your children, there's a certain element of feelings that go into if you have to discipline your child. And I never knew what that emotion was as a kid, but I know it now as a parent and as an adult. And it's like, I have a child right now, and she just turned 15, and she doesn't back down. So if I like, it's like, you're 15, but I'm still your dad, da da da. Like, keep talking to me that way. It's going to go down, but she don't back down. And it's like, now you're faced with that moment of truth. Like, it's like, I told her,
you've done all this threatening and all this talking. Now I need some action.
It gets to the point of where there has to be action. But what you start to realize is that even if there's action, like, it's like I started thinking back. It was like, man, if I got spanked by my parents, it was only one spanking. It wasn't like every single time I did something, it's like spank, 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 like back-to-back spanks, triple back-to-back spanks, right? It was like you got spanked one time. And I started thinking to myself, it's like, man, it's because they didn't really want to discipline me. They wanted to discipline me, but they didn't want to discipline me in that way. And if I had known what I know now, I might have challenged it, and it might have created them disciplining me differently.
Because she's forced you to...
To reevaluate, yes, how I'm going to reach her.
Yes.
So if this were to happen where a quarterback bucks against that threat, bucks back against what that discipline is going to be, i.e. not showing up for minicamp. And now instead of them coming out and being like, no, we told Aaron Rodgers not to come, or we told Aaron Rodgers he needed to be here, or you said we told him to take it off, think about what you want to do. By them not saying anything, you're allowing that as
behavior.
But
LeVar, just like you said, just like your daughter and Aaron Rodgers, he knows that there's no discipline for him. He understands that.
It's not coming. It will not come.
He understands that.
Hey, but
that's why he's doing what he's
okay,
doing.
Okay, now.
Or does he not care about the discipline?
So now we're going down the right road, because here's the thing. Even if it's because you're a quarterback and you're so good, you cannot say that other players in that locker room are going to say, you know what, I'm going to execute the same exact thing, i.e. like a Jalen Ramsey.
They can't.
He forced his way out of Jacksonville. He did. I mean, a lot would say he did. Like, they can try, and it can compromise. Hey. It can compromise.
You bring in other people. Hey, Trish, I need you to handle this for me. You bring in other people.
Well, yeah, and that's true, because Trish will go upside her head, for real.
But you're speaking about the best players at their position, whether it be basketball, baseball, or football. They know the leverage that they have.
But a team is a team.
They are the best at what they do.
But a team is a team. So if I'm the best offensive lineman, if I'm the best running back, if I'm the best receiver, if I'm the best linebacker, you still got to take those things into consideration, that if you allow for the rest of the people to see this is how you're treating this situation.
He doesn't care.
I might.
Do you think he really cares?
No, but the players do. The other players do. So
what does that mean to him?
Well,
it means nothing to him.
I don't think it means anything to him.
He doesn't want to be there.
Right, but what about the precedence that it's setting for
how you're able? He does not care about the president.
I know that. I know that, but I'm talking about the other side of it. What are the franchises going to do? If these things are happening the way they're happening, what happens on the other side of it? Hold that thought. David Gascon, give us some trending before we get too far out there.
Guys, we'll lead things off. First off, in Major League Baseball, Kyle Schwarber with a solo home run for the Nationals. They lead in the top of two. San Francisco's got a couple on, 1-0. Nats with the advantage in that one. Clippers and Jazz tonight, 8:30 tip-off from Staples Center. LA down that series 2-0. National Hockey League, Tampa Bay and the New York Islanders will get things underway in about 30 minutes from now from Tampa. College baseball, the World Series continues with Vanderbilt leading East Carolina in the top of the ninth. 2-1 is the score in that one. Notre Dame, Mississippi State, fighting Irish lead right now by 1-2-1. That game's in the top of the second inning. On the pitch, earlier today, Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen collapsed during a match with Denmark and Finland. Match was suspended. Eriksen collapsed in the middle of a throw-in on a 43rd minute of play. CPR was performed. He's stabilized and has been transported to a hospital. Guys, back to you.
Yeah, shots and prayers out to the Eriksen family. Okay, so again, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to give you a better example. When we went to college, freshman year, what was mandatory? Study hall.
Everything.
Study hall was mandatory, right?
All freshmen mandatory.
100%. Imagine if the quarterback that came into your freshman class was like, I ain't going to study hall. I'm not going to study hall. I'm not doing it.
You're making absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah, I am. Because here's the point.
We're talking about
It's the danger of the precedence that's being set is what I'm trying to establish here.
It would never happen. You know how the Shield operates in the NFL. The NFL players will never have the access to do the things that the guys in the NBA and the Major League Baseball.
But Aaron Rodgers is doing it. Deshaun Watson is doing it.
Because it's Aaron Rodgers.
But you can't say it never would happen when we just said two names right off the top of our heads.
You got to realize who we're talking about. We're not talking about Blake Bortles. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers trying to force his way out to put himself in a better position. He know he has the leverage to do so. He doesn't care about the team, man.
But again, if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to study hall, and you threaten him,
you're talking about a freshman out of high school.
I'm using the example of saying that players won't necessarily look at it like, ah, well, I ain't a quarterback, so I got to go to study hall. Some will. Hey, but then there will be some that look at it like, man, if I feel like I'm uncomfortable about the situation, I'm going to handle the situation the same way I watch Aaron Rodgers handle the situation.
LeVar,
it doesn't matter what my position is.
You know players are treated differently.
Yes, we do know that.
Based on their status.
We
and
do
how
know
they
that.
Perform.
I am aware.
In every locker room across every sport, it doesn't matter what it is. So don't sit
we
here and
We also
try to-
know that a lot of athletes feel entitled to feeling empowered as much as those high praised, high-valued players that
on,
are there.
It's been going on forever.
Right. So if a high-powered player, like I remember last week we were talking about a player that came to Cincinnati. We'll leave him nameless. But you talked about how much he you know, oh, he's good, you trash, da-da-da, came in like a rookie talking like that. If he saw Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback handling things a certain type of way and he found himself in a similar situation – would he handle the situation in a way where he felt as though he could get the same results, thinking that he's as valuable, TJ?
But see, they know that they can't get that respect. Because
no, I don't
think so.
I don't think so.
They haven't earned anything to leverage off of.
I disagree.
No,
see,
come
this,
on.
I disagree.
You acting crazy now.
I disagree.
This is the
you
thing.
You acting like you don't know what it is to be in a locker room and to watch players get treated differently because of their status and because who they are.
But I'm saying by position, right? So, yes, you're 100% correct. I'll use myself as an example. If the situation is what it is with our quarterback and I'm watching how he's handling it and he's handling it like Aaron Rodgers is handling it, I, in my mind, am sitting there, and I think that I'm more important than the quarterback that we had, even if it's Aaron Rodgers. I think that I'm more important than Aaron Rodgers as it applies to what I bring to the table as a player for my team. Even if that's not in reality, even if that's not true, for me to be the best that I can be, I have to put myself in the mindset that it is vitally important for me
acting,
to feel this
if
way.
If you start acting that way,
okay, but if something happens that would call for you to say, okay, I am going to take the weight of who I am in this scenario and I am going to leverage it because I know there are going to be other teams out there that would take me.
Not necessarily. See, this is the thing.
Your ass will be sitting at home.
You're going to be sitting at home. You're going to be in.
Straight up and
so
down.
So you think, is Aaron Rodgers going to be sitting at home?
If he chooses to.
Aaron Rodgers, like you say.
So
act
he either
up,
plays for Green Bay or he's sitting at home.
But this is the thing. Aaron Rodgers is acting out, but he's acting out in a way where they're not bashing him in the media. People are saying Green Bay shouldn't have done what they did in drafting Jordan Love and having a plan and now not trying to stick to the plan that they had in place. We as players might see someone, what you just said, LeVar, and, oh, I think I'm more important than Aaron Rodgers.
Right. You and thinking, there's, enough, there's
deep,
a lot of
you
guys
know,
out
deep,
there.
No, you LeVar. Know deep down you're not.
Hey,
I do.
No.
Hey,
based on, no. Hey,
LeVar, I do
based
agree.
On, based on, a, based on agree. A situation that the Green Bay players know that they are in now. Do you think they are going to come out and say anything bad about Aaron Rodgers?
No,
absolutely not. Bakhtiari, Devontae Adams, the guys
Smith,
that he played with,
Randall
Cobb,
in his corner,
James
now.
Jones. Like, listen,
Randall Cobb
him.
Ain't there no
we
more.
Support, I know. I said former players that he played with,
okay.
Randall Cobb, right, James
right.
Jones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They are in the media saying we are going to support him with whatever decision that he makes. They're basically saying, man, listen, like, we need you if we want to be a good football team. They're not going to say nothing bad about him because they want him to come back. They don't have the leverage that he has.
If they said
that.
Something bad, it would literally be there's no way we can
oh,
bring
he'd be
him
like,
back
yo,
in this locker
peace,
room.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no way they can bring him back.
Let one player say something bad about Aaron Rodgers in that locker room and watch the response that he has.
But that's normal. What I'm saying is what happens if Aaron Rodgers pulls it off to be able to get out of Green Bay and go play somewhere else? That's well, all. That's what I'm saying.
He would not be doing it if he didn't think that it could be done.
That's correct. So why would that preclude somebody else at a different position from thinking the same exact way?
They don't have. They're not Aaron Rodgers.
Do you know that there's a handful of guys on
the status that he has?
There's a handful of players on every team that are considered the best players.
Correct. So and one of those handful wanted to do the exact same thing that the quarterback did.
You can't.
Okay, hey, let's explain. Hey, explain.
You can't.
If Aaron Donald wanted to say I want to be out, he can go home and sit on the couch, because you know why? He's the best defensive lineman in football. The guy next to him can't do that.
Aaron Donald.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The guy that's next to
I agree.
Dante Fowler, he can't do that.
Okay, but can we tighten up the argument? Because my argument is, if you're Aaron
Donald – it doesn't make any sense what you're saying.
If you're Aaron Donald, it does make sense. If Aaron Donald doesn't want to do it and he decides I'm going to do this because I watch Aaron Rodgers do it, it does make sense. What if it starts circulating to guys like a – Aaron Donald, who's like, I'm not playing for the Rams. Not one more down, not one more season. That's a different precedence.
You keep answering the question.
Well, tell me what my answer
is. They are doing it because they know that they can get away with it.
But if that becomes again.
Then so be it. It's not the first time it has happened.
Well, that's true. But with that being said, how is that handled?
If you're a non-quarterback and you do this, you're playing 10 years. As soon as you slow down, you're out of the league. AB had a hard time getting on with the team. He had his problems. T.O., they should have played a lot longer than they played. You cannot be a non-quarterback and do this, because you will be out of the league ASAP. Simple.
Well, there you go. You have anything to close up that discussion point? Plexico Stretch Flex Armstrong?
Man, you're just missing the whole point of the whole conversation that you started. You talking about if it starts to set a bad precedent.
I didn't say it's bad. It's just that it could be new. A new precedent.
No, it's not new.
Like a new standard, a new way of engaging
but
situations.
We're talking about all-time greats that are doing this. It's not
Le'Veon Bell isn't
players.
An all-time great.
He was the best running back in football at the time when he did it.
He was.
All right, then.
But you said
he was the
great.
Best running back in football when he chose to sit out and say, you know what,
now
I'm not
going to
play under the franchise tag.
Hey, say, man, why y'all talking so aggressive to me? I'm a linebacker. I'll knock both of y'all out. Hey, up on game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris. Hey, I ain't playing that game, man. I'm an LB. I got my Letterman jacket on today. I got my Penn State slippers on today. I got my Penn State hoodie on today. I'm feeling real Penn State-ish today. Like I whoop on a Spartan, and I definitely squash a Beaver. Hey, anyway, we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up this gosh darn show.
Spartans eat animals.
Yeah, but mountain lions eat people. So I'm just saying, you know, I got scared to go on a trail walk the other day because I finally read the warning signs
of the animals. You better take something with you.
I thought about that, but then I pulled my hammer and shot a person. I don't want to do that.
Can't be that nervous.
He's a tooth chipper.
I am a tooth. You love that.
Go out there and
chip a tooth.
I'm not going
to go chip that tooth.
I'm not going to chip the tooth of a Nittany line. All right, you listen to the Up On Game.
That tooth.
Fox Sports Radio. We'll come back and we're going to wrap the show.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up On Game. Go get that podcast. Go get that podcast. Ooh. Subscribe. Today was a very spirited show. I've been told I was crazy at least 3 to 4 to 5 to 6, maybe 2 handfuls of time by these fools that I'm doing the show with.
And then he gonna call us a fool. See how they do that?
Wow.
You see how he did that? We call him crazy, he call us a fool. Mm-hmm. Where's the love?
Wherever you download your podcast, make sure you go take a visit there. well, subscribe to Up On Game. We appreciate the support. It's been a dope show, fellas. And you know what? Not enough time to get through all the topics we wanted to talk about. Obviously, some other things and wonderful. You know, we were talking to Steve Hartman during the break, and he's going to jump on the college football playoff expansion discussion. So. Make sure you stay tuned in to listen to Hartman. He is a goat.
We just went back and forth for about a good 5 to 6 minutes while we're on break about that, huh? Just back and forth with him.
The college football scene, the college sports scene for major sports and even not the mainstream major sports are, you know, it's getting closer and closer, guys, to it being one of those discussions of critical mass as to what is the path forward. I'm sure that would be a conversation that we have moving forward, guys. Any quick last thoughts, like literally like a 20-second thought so that we can get out on time?
I would be shocked if the Clippers don't win this game today.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely just shocked.
They will not win
They
today.
Do not show up and win one basketball game. If they get swept, this team would no longer exist.
TJ.
If they're going to win one game, whether it's today or game four, they're going to win
Paul
a game.
Paul George is
They're going to lose a series. Marcellus Wiley, the Clippers are going to lose, but it's okay. Now, once they lose, regardless, the team will be different. They're a different team next year.
All right, guys. It's been a real one. It's been a great show. If you miss it again, go check us out on the podcast. We got Steve Hartman coming up next. Yeah, that's Plexico Burris that you just heard talking crazy about something. And that's TJ Hushmanzada, the Lakers fan. This is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.